Bodybuilding and focus management. Yes, it is pretty weird, though it isn't complicated. However, the overall effort is about trance, not just focus. Trance is what you do on your way home from work. You don't have a complete memory because nothing ruins your focus. As a result, your perception of time pretty much jumped forward. Let me make something clear to you right now. A 3-hour workout without trance can feel as long as almost 27 hours. Lifting slows down time. You get into a trance by moving to the beats of your music. And no one can work out well without nice, crisp, and interesting music that plays at the precise beats per second, BPM. A beat that you can handle in your current condition at your current weight of dumbbells. When you go up in dumbbell weight from 5 pounds perhaps to 7.5 pounds per hand, you have to drop down the BPM of your songs. In a word, switch to 90s country music. If the songs are too fast, they'll knock you out of your trance. You'll get to a point where you just can't lift fast enough. If you can't synchronize your motion with beats of songs, you will never enter a trance and your workout will become a chore. A focused and tranced workout is normally the goofiest part of your day. It's very fun. And of course, you dance. That is what synchronizing your motion to the beats of songs will do for you. Country is all organic moves, and more than that, it's a subtle, almost covert form of gymnastics. It repairs and strengthens your back. It repairs your whole body. Dancing country, especially with dumbbells in hands, is far more beneficial than lifting heavy for 45 seconds and then sitting for 10 minutes. It is a superior workout to what most people do at the gym today. You can't lift 7.5 pounds per hand at the same BPM that you lifted your 5 pounds for. Before you can Eurodance with your new 7.5 pounds, you have to line dance so that your body completes the adaptation process. Your muscles grow very rapidly as you go up in dumbbell weight, but the speed or rate of lifting can only come from lifting the same weight for a long while, not years, but months. When 7.5 pounds is new to your musculature, you can only lift at country song speeds. Once your beats match your lifting ability, one beat up, next beat down, you slip into that strange trance that you get into while driving home. Here, even a 3-hour workout shrinks down to 10 minutes. There are many microscopic weird little happenings at the gym that will pull you out of your trance, so you have to learn to avoid them, predict them. I need you to understand, you might have never experienced trance because you have been tolerating these little microscopic happenings. And you absolutely need focus to enter the dance trance. And if you don't enter the dance trance, you will not be able to work out very well. It will be too long, too boring, too distracted. Your songs also have a natural expiration date where the dance energy that they provide just goes away. You can no longer flex and wobble to the songs that you lost interest in. Once you deplete a song of energy, it becomes a little boring distraction that you have to get rid of. It takes years for a good song to recharge. Mediocre songs deplete permanently. You may remember from old kung fu movies that there is talk about being calm like water. The characters are talking about focus and trance, even though the movie director might have misinterpreted how it all fits together. A busy gym will actually keep you in trance, so as long as everyone is doing gym things, you won't get distracted. When distractions come, there is no uniform solution. I recommend moving away, and if the disruption continues, turn your frown upside down and leave early. Let the distractions bloom into giving your body more time to heal, more time to adapt. Finally, your greatest distraction is counting sets and reps. As there is no such thing, it is a workout myth that destroys workouts. Even when transitioning to the beats of music and using song landmarks, you will be distracting yourself by asking, "When do I stop? Am I there yet?" To initially stop caring about time, to break away from counting sets and reps, you need a cheap off-brand interval timer with a strong vibrate function, stronger than a smartphone. An interval timer is a stopwatch with two consecutive countdowns and a number of rounds, counting down the countdowns themselves. And you clip it on your belt so you can feel the vibrations. I'm sure free apps exist that can beep over your music, but I don't recommend bringing a phone to the gym. The moisture is likely to corrode the connections. And in a real workout, you don't really have any extra time to spend on your phone. The first countdown is your workout duration. The second countdown is rest. And the rounds simply dictate how many workout rest pairs you do. The timers eliminate you asking yourself when to start lifting. When do I start lifting? When can I rest? The when questions, again, pull you out of trance. The ultimate aim of an interval timer is to let you slowly eliminate all the rest periods, by 5 seconds, for example. And once you have a straight-through workout for an hour non-stop, you just file the timer away in the kitchen drawer with other junk. If you eliminate all the microscopic distractions, you will drop into a dance trance, from moving to beats of songs and preoccupying your mind that way. And that will make your hours-long workouts feel like minutes.